to Senator Chris Dassler-Alfheim. I love you. I hope you're doing well. We miss you. She just had an anniversary, her and her wife did. So congratulations. So that's shout out. Hey, so that was Daniel Olson. He's a brilliant man. And one out of every 11 cows, dairy cows in this country is under his care. That is a fascinating statistic. Yeah, it's not great. and he said just as he was leaving that he didn't get a chance to say it, but he went to a small 200 cow dairy farm, and it was his biggest most tenured worker and his son was picked up by ICE, and they were arrested and taken away. And Daniel went to the farm this past week, and he saw, you know, he did a visit, and the farmer and his wife just looked beat. And so his point was, this is not just the big farms that are being impacted by this. It's everybody. It's the big CAFOs that everybody loves to hate. And it's also the mom and pop farm, the family farm that's been in family for generations. And so it's not great. And I appreciate Daniel's ability to not talk about the politics of it. It's just what it is. These policies are really, really hurting farmers terribly, period. Doesn't matter if it's a Democrat, doesn't matter if it's Republican. What's happening right now is not good for our farmers. And it's happening, here's a political stuff, it's happening from a group of people who said, oh, we love farmers, they're the backbone of our party, BS. If they were that, you wouldn't be doing this. So this past week, we had a couple different events. This is the dueling events. We had events in I think there was one in Northeast Wisconsin and some all over the country to celebrate what would have been Charlie Kirk, what should have been Charlie Kirk's 32nd birthday party or birthday. And we also have the No Kings rally. Millions of people from across the country are going to be going out, and it's been shared on civic media, socials, and the website, and all of that. We shared it. I really hope you got a chance to get out there, and I want to talk about that, next week. But they're also back to the Charlie Kirk thing. It was interesting. I knew it was happening. I really didn't pay much attention to it, but then I saw an article, and it was quoted. And this is, if you want a good follow, here's a good follow. It's the Greater Green Bay Society of the Llama. Oh my God, it is just a it's a fun little group to be part of. And a shout out to Jason Jerry. He's just a magician with that darn thing. I get a lot of news and stuff from that group. And one of it was how at the event, which one of the participants on the Llama said there was 1,000 people there. And then you read the article and it was like, couple hundred. Republicans and their crowd sizes, that's their thing. You know, they got an issue with that. But one of the things that was said was a dear governor, old retired governor Tommy Thompson, said he compared Charlie Kirk to John the Baptist. And I read the context and I read it and I was like, dude, oh my God. So, me being who I am, I sent a text to to the governor, and it was a pretty snarky text, and I didn't know if he was going to respond back. And I love Tommy Thompson. He's a good and decent person. And to my surprise, he called me. I was rocking my daughter to sleep. And then when the governor calls, it's like, oh God, you pick up. And I did. And we started talking, and he's like, you know, Mark, when you get in front of a crowd, you get going, you kind of get in the heat of it, and you're in your speech, and you just say stuff, and they're both evangelists, right? And I think he was kind of looking for some validation there. And I was like, yo, Governor, I don't think, to be fair, that John the Baptist would be the guy that would question a black pilot's credentials. And there was a little pregnant pause, and and I said, you're Catholic, Tommy. And he goes, yeah, that's probably not the best choice of words. Like, no, it was not. But then we talked a little bit about some of the other things I've seen, because I I said, you know, Tommy, I hear that you're thinking about running. You're kicking it around. And he said, but it's not that really. It's not, you know, I'm kicking it around. What that was really talking about how we don't have someone that can win. And he said, if you're a Republican and you want to win in that race and that time, you have to win more of Dane County and more of Milwaukee County than what a Republican that we have in the field can. And I said, yeah, take it from, you know, a guy that's won both of those counties. Tommy did. And he said, you know, Tom Tiffany is not that guy. He will not win that race because he cannot get the people out of Dane County and Milwaukee County that he needs. I was like, oh boy, hot take. I mentioned Eric Hovde's name and we got a good kick out of that. But then I kind of talked about how, you know, expressed frustration about where the Republican Party is. And I said, look at your friend Rob Coles, what he did on the show, former senator. And Tommy said, you know, it took a lot of guts to do that. And I'm like, then why the hell aren't you saying anything? You know this stuff is wrong. You know the direction of the party is not a good direction to be at. And you realize that getting more and more extreme is not what we should be doing. I'm not there anymore. And so he said, well, where are you? I left because y'all suck. So like, you know, it was good to talk to him. And I have the utmost amount of respect for him. And he loves the Republican Party and he wants to be the guy to bring people together. But the darndest thing is we all know, the royal we, everyone on that phone call knew that the way to bring people together is you have to get past all of the stuff that Trumpism is about. That's how you do it. Now, I don't want to be part of that because you burned it to the ground. And God bless Tommy, he still does. So there's some stuff right there. We'll see you next week on the Rational Revolution on the Civic Media Radio Network. I love you guys. I'm Mark Becker. See ya.